Multiphysics simulation workflows replace built-in brake cycles with early virtual validation. Integrated multiphysics analysis enables engineers to validate complex system interactions early, reducing costly physical prototypes. September 9, 2026. At a glance, sequential single-domain approaches cannot capture complex system-level interactions effectively. Concurrent engineering allows teams to work in parallel using shared virtual results. Front-loading validation shifts physical testing from the discovery to the confirmation phase. The reliability problem has changed. Rising engineering complexity has outpaced traditional design workflows. These sequential, single-domain approaches cannot capture system-level behavior in complex multiphysics cases, resulting in expensive build-in brake cycles and delaying time to market. This is particularly critical for electronic systems, where reliability hinges on how physical effects interact. Signal behavior, power delivery, heat, and mechanical stress all influence one another. Changes in one area can negatively impact others. For example, electrical behavior interacts with thermal effects, mechanical constraints influence signal integrity, and packaging and manufacturing decisions affect lifetime and compliance. Across industries, these challenges are driving a shift from single-domain analysis to a workflow-oriented perspective. In this new model, engineering outcomes are defined by how well multiphysics interactions are understood and validated together. Consider the automotive sector, in which engineers must simultaneously evaluate structural vibration and noise, electromagnetic torque production, and heat generation and dissipation in electric vehicle motors and other power electronics. Data centers are another prime example. As AI demand accelerates, compute infrastructure is expanding, making heat, airflow, electromagnetic interference, and structural dynamics deeply coupled issues. And for semiconductor engineers, assessing multiphysics effects early is critical in today's compact, multi-die landscape. The gaps between engineering domains. By front-loading validation, manufacturers can rely on physical testing for confirmation rather than discovery. In this model-driven approach, complex interdependencies are caught much earlier, so that findings change the design rather than force an expensive respin. Innovation is further accelerated through concurrent engineering, as various domains are now able to work in parallel with shared, trustworthy virtual results. Let's take the aerospace industry as an example. A mechanical engineer can run structural and vibration simulations on a new beamforming front-end module, FEM, while a thermal counterpart uses the same geometry to assess heat dissipation and hotspot risk, and the RF team simulates electromagnetic impact. Conducting these analyses simultaneously enables them to adjust the design in near real time, resolving cross-domain trade-offs prior to building any hardware. While traditional FEA and CAE workflows have only been accessible to simulation specialists, new guided, application-specific workflows are democratizing virtual validation, ensuring the broader engineering team is equipped with these technologies is essential for front-loading validation and realizing the full benefits of concurrent multiphysics design. Multi-domain workflows. The behavior of electronic systems is governed by five physics domains: electromagnetics, thermal, structural mechanics, fluid dynamics, and optics. Interactions between them vary across the system, subsystem, and component levels, with outcomes highly dependent on how tightly they are coupled and controlled. Moving cross-domain analysis into a virtual environment surfaces those insights earlier, before any material or manufacturing decisions are locked in. Developing a precision measurement instrument. To understand how this works in practice, consider the development of a precision measurement instrument. Front-loading validation. A virtual drop test reveals deformation and stress in the packaged instrument before physical prototyping. Image courtesy of Keysight Technologies. System level. At this level, the focus is on the instrument's chassis, enclosure, and structural robustness. Manufacturing-aware CAE tools simulate stamping, forming, and assembly early in the design process, exposing manufacturability issues while the CAD model is still evolving. Thermal and structural simulations are used to model heat dissipation, shock, vibration, and transport loads across the entire enclosure. The same models can then be used to evaluate drop, shock, and vibration conditions defined in MIL-STD, IEC, and JEDEC standards, so compliance can be determined early in the design stage prior to building physical hardware. With this approach, structural compliance simulation that once required weeks of physical prototype loops can be completed in hours, shifting physical testing from discovery to confirmation. Subsystem level. Attention now turns to the microwave path that sets the instrument's measurement fidelity. RF performance of 3D HI modules are sensitive to layout, materials, temperature, and mechanical tolerance, so CAE and electronic design automation, EDA, must be tightly coupled. To capture realistic gain, noise, and linearity behavior, RF blocks need to be treated as integrated units, with mixers, amplifiers, and filters assessed with electromagnetic, M, circuit, and electromagnetic thermal co-simulation. Chiplet and system-in-package designs are also evaluated at this level, as the module's physical structure changes how its signals behave. Thermomechanical simulation of advanced packaging assesses how temperature rises inside the silicon over time, and the effects of this fluctuation on parameters like frequency stability and output power. These evaluations give engineers early insight that extends beyond whether the subsystem meets specifications in ideal conditions to how it will actually perform when real-world mechanical and thermal stresses are applied. Component and board level. Here the emphasis is on ensuring that the underlying electrical and mechanical foundations are robust. Power integrity analysis confirms that supply rails are stable and well-regulated, providing the necessary voltage and current for digital, RF, and mixed signal circuits to perform as designed. High-speed digital analysis focuses on signal integrity and timing margins, ensuring that fast edges arrive at the right amplitude, shape, and moment at every receiver. In parallel, the printed circuit board is treated as a mechanical structure, with simulations examining solder joints, vias, and materials under thermal cycling and vibration. This helps prevent intermittent faults and long-term reliability issues that would otherwise surface only after deployment. Connecting these three layers enables engineers to continuously validate the instrument across the entire design cycle instead of at isolated checkpoints. Engineering data is structured as it is generated, feeding into AI-driven workflows that can orchestrate and accelerate high-leverage optimizations far earlier in the process. This avoids costly redesigns and ensures that the team moves faster, reduces risk, and ultimately delivers a more reliable product to the market. The same pattern across industries. This simulation-driven methodology can be applied to other industries with dense electronic systems. For example, aerospace engineers need to cut expensive test iterations and reduce integration risk by validating avionics and sensing systems before any hardware is built. Mission conditions introduce turbulence, temperature extremes, unexpected maneuvers, and electromagnetic interference, all of which must be evaluated together. With a modern workflow-driven approach, teams can determine how these real-world conditions impact the entire system, all within a single virtual environment. They can assess how antenna placement, sensor layout, board-level electronics, and mechanical structures will interact in flight, while also checking signal integrity, power delivery, and optical performance in parallel. In the automotive sector, advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, testing is a complex scenario comprising sensor physics, electronics, software behavior, and human interaction. Frontloading this validation into a unified multiphysics environment enables engineers to determine how cameras, radar, LiDAR, control units, and human-machine interfaces react together. From there, they can evaluate how those reactions propagate across electrical, thermal, and mechanical domains under real driving conditions. In these scenarios, moving validation earlier not only identifies integration and performance issues earlier, but it also reduces costly rework by ensuring designs are proven before physical certification begins. Reliability by design, not by test. with late-stage failure discovery leading to respins and manufacturing retooling, it's clear that today's engineers need early, full-system visibility. This entails evaluating cross-domain interactions much earlier in the design process at the system, subsystem, and component levels, so that they can quickly identify issues that isolated analysis might miss. The teams that embrace this approach are not just reducing risk, but accelerating innovation cycles and redefining how complex systems are brought to market.